Well, yesterday we were looking at Psalm 92, and in Psalm 92, this is one of the Psalms of praise, and it's a psalm that is offered up in praise for the Sabbath. It starts off and it says, "It is good to give thanks to the Lord." There's an understatement. It is a good thing. When you read in the Amplified Bible, it says, "It's a good and a delightful thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises with musical accompaniment to your name, O Most High." And we saw this yesterday. It is good. It's a good thing for us to praise the Lord, but it's also good for us. And that's what that's saying. It's a good thing. We belong to Jesus Christ. Everything that you read in this psalm, Psalm 92, is true, but it's even more true for you. Because the psalmist wasn't living. He was living under the old covenant. He wasn't living under the new covenant that you and I have. And so when we say that it's a good thing, it is good. And a delightful thing to give thanks. It's a good thing to give thanks to the Lord. That means it is good for me, good for you, as a follower of Jesus Christ, as one who has been born again, as one who has accepted the sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf. As a person that is a follower of Jesus Christ, who has died to self and lives for Jesus, it is good for us to give thanks. In other words, to recognize and realize the things that Jesus has done and to thank him for those things. So it's good for us to do that, and we'll come back to that in just a second. It's good for us, it's good for me and good for you to do that as his believers, to do that for him. But it's also delightful to us to do it. So there's an advantage, there's a benefit. It is good for me, it's delightful. For something to be delightful to me, that means it's having an impact on my soul. It's having an impact on me. It is changing me. When I am thankful, when I'm appreciative, when I demonstrate by my words my thankfulness and my gratitude for the things of Jesus Christ, it does something inside of me. It changes something inside of me. It changes my perspective. It changes my motivation. It changes me so that rather than looking with my head down and looking with a sense of dread towards the day or towards whatever I might be facing. Instead, my perspective, my motivation has changed, and I'm looking ahead with peace and with joy and without any fear or worry because my focus is on him and not on myself and not on the problems. So it is a good thing and a delightful thing. It is good for me as a believer. It is a good thing for me then to demonstrate that to the world and to him, to speak my words of gratitude and thankfulness. It's a good thing for me to do that. I should do that. But it's also good for me to do that as well. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. You know, when we give thanks, it is talking about, very specifically, it's talking about acknowledging those things that you've already seen the Lord has done for you. So it's good for me and you to give thanks to Jesus for the things that we have seen done. Now, when we're doing the prayer closet, oftentimes I'll say, you know, don't forget to send us those praise reports. Let us know those things that Jesus has already done for you so we can join with you in praising him and thanking him for what he's already done. Thanksgiving and giving of thanks, part of what that is, a large part of what that is, but not exclusive, but a large part of what that is acknowledging those things you've already seen and already received from Jesus. When you're going through a battle and you can see his hand and you can see that he has delivered you from something, when you are going to face, maybe you had some kind of a stressful meeting that you were anxious about yesterday, but you prayed and you were thankful and you praised him and you went to him and you sought him and you prayed over the whole situation. And then when you went to the meeting, it turned out to everything turned around and it was to your benefit and you could see how he turned all things around for you. Well, say when you see something like that, you're obviously thankful and you express thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus, because I can see you did this. When you're standing and believing for a healing, maybe you felt some symptoms coming on, and you stood and said, in the name of Jesus Christ, these symptoms, the sickness will depart, and you felt better. You can thank him for that. When you see his hand in your life, you thank him for it. You give thanks for those things that you've seen and you receive. But that's just part of it. Thanksgiving and giving of thanks is also thanking him for those things that you've not yet seen manifested. It is thanking him because you know that he's faithful and you know that he's good. It's thanking him because you can look ahead and you can see beyond the current situation, beyond whatever the troubles might be, beyond whatever it is that you're experiencing. You can look beyond that and you can see the promises that he has for your deliverance, and you thank him even before you see it manifested. This is what faith is. Faith is believing the promises of Jesus Christ even before I see those promises come to pass. Where you and I should be as believers is, I shouldn't have to wait until I see the evidence of his faithfulness, until I'm thankful. Because faith says, I believe your word and the promises of your word. And so when I stand on your promises, I don't have to wait until I see the evidence, until I thank him. I can be and I should be thanking him right now for those things that I'm standing in faith for, even before I see them done. I should be thanking him. I should be giving thanks to him, knowing that he is faithful. Now, when we do this, when we operate in this kind of thanksgiving, where we're giving thanks for the things we've already seen, but we are also giving thanks for the promises that we know are true, regardless of whether or not we've seen them, experienced them, or actually have them manifested in this world yet, we still can be thankful and should be. And we give thanks to him for his promises, for those things that we know are done. I've told this story before, and I love the illustration, so this will be familiar to many of you. My pastor's pastor was a man named Moses Vey, and Moses Vey told me about a dream that he had once, and he was saying that in this dream, he was walking down this road, and as he was walking down this road, he was walking with Jesus, and on either side of the road, there's these large warehouses, huge warehouses, and so my pastor's pastor Moses asked, the Lord asked Jesus, what are these buildings? And Jesus said, well, let's go in and look. So he opened up the door of one of these, and Moses said that he looked inside, and from floor to ceiling, and as far back as his eye could see, it was stacked from floor to ceiling with just things, containers. And Moses said, what is all this? And Jesus said, these are the warehouses of blessing. This is a warehouse for some person. And in this warehouse, everything that they need, every promise, it's already been established and given for them. It's already done. Even the needs that they're not aware of yet, it's already done, and it's stored here in their warehouse of blessing. It's just waiting for them to take delivery. It's already theirs. It's just waiting for this individual to take delivery of those things that I've already done. And when you look at our life, when you look at the promises of the Word of God, and you look at our relationship with Jesus Christ, when you look at all those things and you can see it from the perspective of that dream, that Jesus has already provided everything that we need, it's already done. Everything you need in your life, even those things that are years away from you even knowing that you have a need, he's already seen those needs and he's established the deliverance. He's established the victory. He's given and provided what you need. And it's just waiting in the storehouse. It's waiting in your storehouse, waiting for you to receive it. Either when you need it or even if you need it now, receive it now. If we believe that and we see it that way, then we can know and understand that we can and should be giving thanks to Jesus Christ even before we see those things done. See, if you were standing with Jesus Christ and you were standing at the doorway of your storehouse of blessings, and you could open up the door and look inside and see, oh, yeah, look, everything I need is right there. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, look, there's needs. Look, all these needs already met. Thank you. I thank you in advance. Before I even need them, I thank you for them. That is the way that we can and should live our lives, with a thankful heart to Jesus Christ. Because if I can thank him today for those things that I cannot yet see, if I can thank him right now, even before I see those things manifested, if I can do that, then I am expressing to him faith. And that is things he can. That is how I then possess those things. When Jesus said in that dream to Moses Vey, when he said, this is the storehouse of blessing for an individual, and all of these are the blessings that are already prepared, already established for them, they're just waiting for the individual to take possession of them, to receive them and take possession of them. How is it we take possession of those things? It's by operating in faith. He moves through our faith. He can move and will move through our faith. And so it's with faith that I bring those things. And faith comes from me speaking what I believe, speaking what I know the word says, speaking the word in faith will actually bring those things from that spiritual realm, from that storehouse of blessing in the spiritual realm, and bring it from that spiritual realm to be manifested, to be made true, to be realized right here in my life, to be realized in this natural realm. That's why the psalmist can say in that verse 1, it is good and delightful thing to give thanks to the Lord, to sing praises with musical instruments. See, if I believe everything that I just said, if I believe that Jesus has already seen my needs and he's already prepared all the things that I need, if I believe that, then it is easy for me and a delightful thing to me. It's easy for me to give thanks to him and to give thanks to him with praises, singing praises, identifying, praising him, lifting him up, exalting him with my words and from my heart, from my soul, because of who he is. And I can praise him for the things I haven't even seen yet. Verse number 2 says, to show forth your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness by night. We saw that yesterday, and that's just talking about how, yesterday I had mentioned how what we should be doing is the last thing we think about before we go to sleep at night, and then the first thing we think about in the morning when we get up is Jesus Christ. And that's what we see the psalmist is telling us there in verse number 2. In verses 3 and 4, it goes on to say, with an instrument of 10 strings, and with the lute, and a solemn sound upon the lyre. For you, O Lord, have made me glad by your work. At the deeds of your hands, I joyfully sing. See, if I truly believe that Jesus is true to his promises here in this word, if I truly believe those promises, and I truly believe that he is faithful and true to those promises, then I can thank him now. I can joyfully thank him now. I can praise him from my lips even before I see it. I can say, thank you, Jesus, for delivering me from this situation. Can you see the difference? Oftentimes what we're taught to do is when you face, and when I say taught, I mean it's life experience. And you know, this is just the way we see and watch other people act and behave and how they're motivated. We're oftentimes taught that when we're faced with some kind of a situation that seems like it's going to bring defeat, or if we're faced with a situation that just brings us dread or uncertainty, or it looks like it's going to bring harm to us in some way, when we face those things, how we normally go about praying is not with faith. We normally go about praying and saying, God, I don't know if you see this. Can you see what's happening? Do you see what's happening to me? God, are you there? Will you do something? Please, please do something in the situation. Please make this go away. Make this better. Deliver me from this situation. Now listen, he's already provided the deliverance for you even before you see it. But if I present my prayers in that fashion, that's not an operation of faith. Jesus is going to be able to move through my faith. And he does move through my faith. He doesn't move through my doubt. And so if I present my prayer for whatever the need might be that I have, if I present my prayer in such a manner that it comes across as, Jesus, don't you see? Do you not see what's happening? How could this happen? How could you allow this to happen to me? You must deliver me. Please deliver me. He's already delivered. But there's no faith for him to move through. However, conversely, if I'm thanking him and giving him thanks even before I see it done, the way that I attack that situation, if the way that I respond to those circumstances, rather than coming and saying, oh, Lord, don't you see? Don't you know? How could this happen? How could you allow this to happen? Please, please do something in the situation. Rather than approaching the situation that way, which does not provide any faith for him to move through. Instead, if I attack that situation or present myself to that situation or face and deal with that situation by saying, Jesus, I thank you because I already know you've seen this need. And I know you've already provided for my deliverance. And I know you've provided for my victory. Even before I see it, I know that you have, because your word tells me that you have, that you've seen all things and you provided all things, that I am an overcomer in you. And you have provided the victory once and for all for me. And so I thank you and I praise you in advance. I thank you for delivering me from this situation. Even before I see it, I thank you and I praise you. And you will be glorified when I walk through this situation victoriously. You will be glorified because I'll glorify your name. You can certainly see the difference in the approach. You can certainly see the difference in where one is approaching a situation and confronting a situation with lack of faith, with a desire that maybe, possibly, hopefully, somehow, God might come through, or you approach and deal with that situation with the faith and the confidence and with your words of faith spoken, where you are then laying hold and possessing all of those needs that are already provided, already of the, all of those answers that are already established for you and sitting and waiting in the storehouse, the warehouse of blessing that he has set aside and established for you. When you look at things that way, no matter what you face today, you can still praise him for it. Even the thing that seems most hopeless situation, you can still praise him for it, because he's already seen it before you were ever aware that it was a problem or an issue in your life. He'd already seen it, and he'd already provided the answer, and it's in the storehouse. It's in the warehouse of blessings, just waiting for me to receive it, to lay hold of it, and to possess it. And I do that by the words that I speak. And this is why the psalmist says it is good. It's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto his name. He goes on to verse number 5, how great are your doings, O Lord. Your thoughts are very deep. There's nothing that you face that he has not already seen and not already made provision for you. It's Psalm 92. We just looked at verses 1 through 5 so far. And there's so much that is there. Go into your day today. And, you know, maybe it's time that we change our perspective. Whatever you're facing today, rather than facing it with a sense of dread and uncertainty and fear and doubt, instead, let's face it with a sense of victory in Jesus Christ. Victory that's already established. Deliverance that is already provided. It is already there, even though I may not see it yet. And even though the natural circumstances may scream the exact opposite, I still believe the promises of Jesus Christ. And so I can thank him in advance. I can praise him and thank him in advance. And I can see those things that he's already prepared for me in that storehouse, that warehouse of blessing. I can see that brought from that spiritual realm here to displace the natural realm reality, which is contrary to his word, with the spiritual realm reality, which lines up with his word and his promises. Jesus, we do thank you in advance for every promise, for everything that you've done for us because you love us. We receive it and we thank you for it and we praise you for it. It's all to glorify your name, Jesus. Amen.